this has been a very difficult emotional time for people just across the board.
Reginald Untersayer, the associate conductor of the Mid-Columbia Master Singers.
It's been really very devastating to a lot of people, and we've had to look at our organization as like, what is our actual function for people? Why do we matter? And the answer was very clearly, especially as time went on, it's like, we miss each other. We miss singing with each other. We miss being in the same space with each other and still are missing that. So it was, what can we do to fulfill our real mission?
His responsibilities have expanded to become technical director and digital producer. Justin Raffa, the Master Singer's artistic director and conductor since 2008, has seen his role change too since last spring.
We were holding a monthly Zoom meetings with our singers just to check in with them and provide a space for them to ask questions, to see one another, and for me to give them updates because I am a member of the Washington State Arts Commission. So I'm fairly close to decisions that were being made in Olympia and sifting through studies, whether masking was appropriate for singing or not. You know, singing was public enemy number one for a long time.
Untersayer prepared small group arrangements of favorite carols for a festive seasonal program called Home for the Holidays. The intrepid singers who volunteered to participate retreated to closets or other quiet places in their homes, smartphones in hand. Each recorded five carols, aided by instrumental guide tracks.
They would make these recordings, and then they would email them to me, and then I would stitch them all together electronically, you know, line them up time-wise, and, you know, if people made little mistakes, I can correct certain things. I mean, I have people, everything from having their little Blue Yetis that they use all the time to you know, a flip phone.
The Master Singers made 280 vocal tracks in all, along with 80 video tracks in which they lip-synced with themselves. Untersayer then had to mix and match all of this, blending and balancing the sound and adding slides to complete the visuals.
So much of what we do singing as groups, we get this immediate feedback. We can feel each other breathe. We hear each other sing. We adjust to each other. And there's a feeling that comes with that. That's one of those things that creates community, one of those things that we sing in groups for. You don't have any of that when you're doing your in-the-closet recordings. You don't feel your neighbor breathing. There's not a conductor going, now. There's just none of that stuff.
With all of this technological sleight of hand, Justin Raffa couldn't lead the ensemble in a traditional way. He became one with his chorus, you might say.
I also participated as one of those virtual singers for the Home for the Holidays. I wanted to experience what we were asking of our singers. And the first time I sat down with all of my computer equipment and my smartphone and did this, I thought, oh my gosh, this is just ridiculous. What am I doing? But like anything in life, the more that you do it, I've gotten better at it.
Raffa, who also sits on the Washington State Arts Commission, appreciates that smaller scale repertoire, minimal accompaniment, and social distancing are going to be the norm as his community group slowly returns to a typical concert season. For the moment, the calendar has turned, and the Mid-Columbia Master Singers' artistry and energy and joy have turned to a virtual fundraising event, a vintage Hollywood gala. It streams this Saturday evening, March 13th. Hooray for the music, indeed. I'm Steve Weider. You might be Donald Duck.